Well, let's get back on inflation here and interest rates. The bond market has come to know only a land of low interest rates. That especially rings true for the corporate bond market. Low interest rates has allowed companies to raise considerable amounts of cash to support capital expenditures, stock buybacks, and dividends. But what happens to this cash spigot when rates start to rise in coming years? Monica Erickson is a portfolio manager and head of investment-grade corporate bonds at Double Line Capital and joins us on this Friday morning. What does happen? Monica, we're headed down a land potentially of higher interest rates. What does that mean for corporate bonds?
Well, specifically in the investment grade corporate market, one of the things that we have been talking about in Double Line for some time is just the amount of interest rate risk that the investment grade corporate market has. The duration of the asset class, meaning the sensitivity it has to interest rates, has increased significantly over time and is now standing at about 8.5 years. So that means for every 1% move in interest rates, the dollar price of the asset class will move by about 8.5%. So it has a very high exposure to any kind of interest rate move. And I think with what you've been talking about on your show with, and everyone's been talking about with the concern about inflation and still very low interest rates, I think the risk is to the upside and therefore the risk is to the downside on investment grade corporates.
How would one play this potential pickup in volatility?
Well, I think that you need to have an active bond manager. And I would advise that you would keep your duration low at this point. All-in yields are still very low. If inflation is rising, I think at some point we will get higher rates, and that will flow back into returns into the asset class. So the way to protect yourself against that would be to focus on floating rate paper, assets within fixed income that would benefit with higher rates.
Monica, it's Julie here. Now, I know you're in the investment grade space, but I do have to wonder, as rates go up, what kind of vulnerabilities are we going to see exposed in the corporate bond market, and whether that means defaults on the lower end or downgrades, even in investment grade. Is that what we're going to see, or are companies solid enough now that even with rising rates, there's not going to be a huge amount of that?
Yeah, I don't think that that's the issue with either the investment grade market or the high yield market. I mean, the investment grade market, in fact, in terms of just fundamentals, in terms of leverage, and to your point, in terms of being able to service their debt and refinance their debt, are in incredibly good shape. The servicing, what we, the cash flows available right now to service debt are at 11 times. So EBITDA to interest, which is a measure that we look at, is 11 times. So it would require a large amount of increases in rates in order to flow back into the health of the companies. Really, the concern more is from the investor side, and with these super low rates, if you do have higher rates, your returns are going to be impacted. But from a fundamental standpoint, from credit, I think that the companies are in very good shape. Earnings have come in incredibly strong. Companies now are above where they were pre-COVID levels in terms of both leverage and interest coverage. So it really is more, the concern is more from the investor standpoint and what happens to your portfolio when interest rates go up.
And Monica, this is Emily. Just taking a step back for a moment, can you break down for our viewers too why someone might want to invest in investment grade corporate bonds or an index tracking these as opposed to the actual stocks of some of these companies that are IG rated?
Sure. Well, you know, interest rates cut both ways, right? So investment grade corporates tend to be large companies that are very stable in terms of their credit profiles. So if you do get a slowdown and the opposite happens and we are incorrect and we actually get lower rates, that would be an area where investors would benefit, just like they would investing in the treasury market. And we saw that last year during the March sell-off, investment grade corporates did incredibly well because of their long duration and because there was a massive rally in the Treasury market. So that, you know, the duration play can cut both ways. So if your view is the opposite, where you think that rates are actually going to go down, the investment grade market would be a place to hide out and stay invested with companies that have strong balance sheets and strong fundamentals.
Monica, before I let you go, I imagine you're watching inflation like a hawk. Are you surprised by how sticky inflation seems to be right now?
It is interesting. I mean, just on a personal note, and I know you had someone talking about our pets on before me. I just went to go buy dog food for my dog, and it was prices went up by 50%. So I am definitely on a personal level seeing inflation. I think what we're hearing from companies is that they're able to push along a lot of their cost inputs, and consumers are willing to pay these higher prices. So, you know, it is we're in an interesting period here where I don't think that most people that are around have experienced inflation. You've got to go back into the 70s to get this kind of hyperinflation, which I'm not saying where we're at right now, but it is surprising. I'm surprised every day when I go and pay for things at just how much goods have gone up.
These pets, Monica, need to get a job. I mean, start paying for their food. I mean, 50% increase in pet food is just out of control, but I guess it's a sign of the times.
I was shocked. Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it there. Monica Erickson, portfolio manager and head of investment grade corporate bonds at Double Line Capital. Good to see you. We'll talk with you soon.